Okay, this in Parshas Toldos, what we read Shabbos. So there's a famous remez where the Goyin sees merumas in that remez. What Chazal tell us about how when the Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash is strong, then Esav is in trouble. He can't do anything to us. When we weaken our connection to the Beis Medrash, so then that's when the Yodayim de Esav. And he says that's Marumas in the Posuk, HaKoil Kol Yaakov, VaHayodayim de Esav. And the first Koil is written without a Vav, and it's to be read HaKal. The drash is, the remez is HaKal. When the Koil Yaakov in the Beis Medrash is weak, not really so much learning going on, then the Yodayim de Esav can be upon us. Then Esav has Rishus, has Shlita over the Klal Yisrael. When the Koil Yaakov is strong, then we're invincible. Nobody can start up with us. And the truth of the matter is that we find that in Chazal, in the very first attack that Esav did, I mean, Esav, his descendant, Amalek, it says, Vayovo Amalek, Vayilochem em Yisrael, Birfidim. And Chazal Darshan, Rifidim, Rofu Yedeyim in HaTorah. Since they became weakened, their hands became somewhat weakened, the connection to Torah was somewhat weakened, Amalek was able to attack us. And that's been the story of our history throughout the Doris. Germany, where Amalek was also, rose again in modern history. The level of assimilation there, they say, was mind-boggling, was staggering. And, of course, the Yedayim Yedei Esav were once again upon us. So this is the story of our history. I just wanted to focus for a moment on one aspect of this, and that's what the Novi says. The Novi in Yirmiyah Perek Tes, Mi Choish Hechochom VeYoven Ezois Asher Dibur Pi Hashem Elov VeYagido VeYagido. And it seems to be that the Chazal Darshan from this pasuk that the Chachomim didn't know the answer to this question, and those that had communication directly, the Nevi'im, didn't know the answer to this question. What was the question? Alme Almo of the Ha'oretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why was there a Churban Beis HaMikdash? Why was there a golus, an exile? And the next pasuk it says, Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem answered this question because not the Nevi'im and not the Chachomim were able to answer the question. Why such a Churban? So it says, Vayomer Hashem, al ozvam es teirosi asher nosati lifneihem, v'lo yishomu v'koili v'holchu bo. Al ozvam es teirosi, because they have forsaken my Torah. They've forsaken the Torah, and only Hashem said that, v'lo yishomu v'koili, they didn't listen to my directives, v'holchu bo, and to follow in its ways. V'elchu achashviros libom, and so on. There's a whole shalshelis of what took place. So the Gemara over here, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, I think there's a similar Gemara in the Dorim too. The Gemara says, Omr Chachomim v'lo pirshu, Omr Nevi'im v'lo pirshu, ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo shenema v'yom Hashem alozim estorasi shesati lifneihem, Omr Reb Yehuda, Omr Rav, shloi berchu ba'toiro tchilo. What was this they didn't do? They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. They learned, but they learned without Birchas HaTorah. The Bali Musa want to say they must have said Birchas HaTorah too, but it wasn't with the full appreciation of what it was, whatever it was, but it seems there was some chisoron in the Birchas HaTorah. Now we know that there were Gimel Averos Chamurois that they did at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, and it says Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Mevater. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu alav argil arayish v'chasdom me'avavidu zorah, v'loi viter al oven bitl Torah. But the oven bitl Torah was the hardest to overlook, and Chazal say it was specifically this lack of Birchas HaTorah. So Rashi says, what does that mean? What does that mean? Where's the Rashi? Oh, here it is. Shelo berchu b'Torah tchilo, shehoyu oiskim b'Torah. They were oisik b'Torah. Oisik b'Torah, oisik b'Torah is not even some superficial learning. Real oisik. Lo hoyu mevorchin lefoneho, ekro yisero da'ashen osati lefneihem, they darshan tkodorish, birchas asher bochar bonu v'nosan lonu estoirosoi, Shehi lefoneho, the bracha before it, al divrei Torah, we say before divrei Torah, v'kiva deloi mevorchi galyo daitayu she'eino matonu chashuv olohem. Because they didn't make this bracha, they revealed by not saying the Birchas HaTorah, or not saying it properly, whatever, that the matonah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Klal Yisrael the Torah was not chashuv lehem. It wasn't choshev enough. So it seems that the churban al me'ov de oretz was because of the lack of a full appreciation of the chashivus of Torah. The chashivus, everything else HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have overlooked. But that the Torah is not choshev enough by them, and what is that called in the Pasuk? What did Rabbi Yehuda say, Pshat, in the Pasuk, this, Al Shlaber Chavatera Tchilo, and they're not choshev einayim? Al Ozvam Es Teirosi Asher Nosati V'Seichom. That's called Azivus HaTorah. If a person doesn't have the proper appreciation for the Chashivus of Torah, then Chazal equated it to forsaking the Torah altogether. Al Ozvam Es Teirosi. They have forsaken, they left my Torah behind. They left it. There was lack. It didn't say. They learned, Al Ha'oyu Oiskim BaTorah. But without that chashivus, without that birchas haTorah, which expressed the chashivus that they had for Torah, it was keilu ozvem es Torosi asher osati b'seichel. And I think that that's something that today is really very, very, very relevant to us, because we live in times where there's moistus haTorah, there's yeshivas, there's learning. People are oisik b'Torah, but the issue really is on that birchas haTorah, on that is the Torah a matono chashuva be'ineihem. Are we machshiv the Torah enough? Do we realize that this is kihem chayenu v'erich yomenu? Do we realize that this is the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael? Do we realize that bisvil Yisrael sheyesasku b'Torah is the tachlis of the whole Bria? Hashem created the world, Chazal say, bisvil Yisrael sheyesasku b'Torah. Do we realize, as we mentioned the other day, what a privilege it is for anyone and any creature, even the lowliest of creatures in creation, to have a chelik koten, a chelik dak min adak in this esek haTorah, or in the support of the Torah, or in the enhancement of the Torah, that their mechuyev in shiras yitishbocha is more than David ben Yishai. It's and that's the nekuda. And I think that, unfortunately, even though there's so much going on, but that real in-depth appreciation of what it means. And if we want to see a dramatic example, I think the Gemara in Shabbos is a dramatic example of this, the devastating power, how it leads to all those things that the Novi said, who knows, maybe even more, that this breach of Chashivus HaTorah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira were learning together. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Yirmiyah jumped up, and Rashi says it was late. Nogal itzluyes, the Gemara's Loshen says it was late to daven. So Reb Zeira says to him, Yirmiyah, olech omar hakosuv, meisir oznei mishmoya Torah gam tfilose to evo. One who turns his ear away from listening to Torah, also his tfilah is a toyeva. And the Mefarshim explained that the gam refers that even tfilah, one would think that tefillah, he's going to do tefillah, is not a te'eva. What is he? He's a Rachmon Aliba boy. He's davening. What? Everything. Gam tefillah, so all of his ruchnias, all of his shmiras, hamitzvahs, all of his midas, everything is impacted negatively because he's meisir ozen mishmoya Torah. No, I would say meisir ozen mishmoya Torah means he puts his fingers in his ears. He refuses to listen. He goes to sleep. He walks out. He's not concerned. He puts on his earphones, and he's listening to something else. But no, Reb Zeira sensed in Reb Yirmiyah that was Meisir Ozen Mishmoya Torah. Rashi says it was late to daven. He was mechuyev to get up. But he sensed something ever so slightly lacking. Maybe he closed the Gemara too fast. He jumped too fast. He didn't give a krechtzi. He something was missing. He sensed in his deep psychological insights into Rabbi Yirmiyah that there was some slight lack. It was mechuyev to daven, but with some slight lack of chashivus haTorah. And he says that can have the most devastating of impact on his entire ruchnius, even that tefillah which he's going to do will also be negatively impacted. Toyeva. Toyeva is mamash, a very extreme word. All because of a lack of a breach of something lacking in the chashivas haTorah. So I thought that, it would be kedai to focus on the strengthening of this sense of Chashivas HaTorah. And of course, it seems from Chazal that the best way to strengthen the sense of Chashivas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah. Is to appreciate what it means to say Birchas HaTorah Shebochar Bonu Mikolo Amim V'Nosan Lono Es Torosoi. What it means, the whole world exists. The whole world was created. But the whole world wasn't given the privilege of Mabin Har Sinai. It's theirs for the taking if they wish to join. But it was given, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And it was given to them as the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, Avo Rabo Avtonu Hashem Elikeinu, Vatalamdim Chukei Chayim. The greatest expression of His love, the Torah was given. And the Shlita over the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And the ability to Paskin its Halochas was given to the Sanhedrin. And if the Paskal will come out and say to the contrary, the Sanhedrin will say, the Bezin will say, Ein Mashgichem BeBaskal Loi B'Shamayim Hi. That's the Torah that was given to us. That's the famous, to me it's one of the most dramatic, the famous Medrash, which talks about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes on Erev Rosh Hashanah to the Pamad Shemail, and he says, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, take out the big books. And then he comes in tomorrow and says, in the Lishkas Agosis, they didn't accept the Eidus HaChidosh, put it back, have to wait another day. The Bnei Yoyalim wants to judge his world, and he knows that today is supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. But the Beis Din didn't agree, and he has to accept the Pesach of the Beis Din, can't override it, gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael to control literally Chukai Shomayim V'Oretz. We decide when the Yontif is, we decide when everything is, because he gave us the Torah. So I think that whatever we can do to appreciate that, and certainly saying Birchas HaTorah with Kavona, saying Avo Rabo with Kavona, Avo Rabo, Reb Baruch Ber used to say that if he didn't cry when he said Avo Rabo, he couldn't be Machadish in Torah that day. It didn't work. He didn't have, why? Because he didn't feel that same chashivus. If he didn't, this is it. This is life. There's nothing else. Kehem chayenu v'erich yomenu uvohem nege yom v'layla. Just a thought that I think is kedai to constantly strengthen. And if we see that the lack of chashivus HaTorah is considered azivus HaTorah, the breach in chashivus HaTorah is considered meisir ozne mishmo HaTorah, then it certainly behooves us to do everything that we can to be mechazek that sense of chashivus HaTorah.